Hey, podcasters, welcome to Monday's pod.
It's the gambling home of gambling here. We've turned
not
into
great. Triple M.
I'm allowed to say this. I used to give away bets all the time on Triple M.
Yeah, again, you were in Queensland.
On Triple
and
M.
On Triple
M. Well, we used to give away rifles as well.
And thongs and icicle cans of VB.
We didn't give away rifles, but we did. My favourite ever caller, and I used to get him on every time I felt like it, was a guy called Terry.
Amazing.
Who told us this story. We would always talk about, because the magpies in Queensland are terrible. They're bad in Sydney, but they're terrible in Queensland, and they're everywhere. And it was always magpie season would start, people would ring in, and my co-host Marta would sometimes come in with a bleeding ear because he would ride home.
Didn't he have the thingies on his helmet?
It doesn't work.
Red tags.
They recognise it after a while. And I was talking about, what are we going to do with these weeks' magpies? And this guy called Terry rang up and he goes, "G'day, guys." We go, "Oh, g'day, Tez." He goes, "Yeah, when I was going to primary school in the 70s, I was like, ooh, whenever you say that in Queensland, like something big's going to happen. I said, "Yeah, what happened, mate?" He goes, "Yeah, anyway, there was these two magpies that were swooping all the kids on the oval. We couldn't go out at lunchtime. So anyway, we're in the demountable and the deputy principal knocked on the door and he came in and he was with two policemen in full uniform. And the deputy principal said, "All right, kids, just stay away from the window for the next 2 minutes. And I noticed that one of the policemen was carrying a shotgun. And the police, in uniform, the police went onto the oval, shot the maggies, and then left.
Did they leave the bodies there to warn other magpies off?
Shook the deputy principal's hand. And I said, "So, Terry, what happened?" And then he went, "Well, no one got swooped."
It's a good story, babe.
I love that guy.
Oh, man, it has a boring story for everything.
That is not boring. That was a police...
It has a boring story for everything.
This is a great podcasting track.
Boring story for everything. Oh, man, it has a boring story.
Slightly off, Daniel.
Boring story for
everything.
Oh, that was good.
Todayfm.com.au. If you missed anything, thank you for listening and subscribing. Bye bye.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Right now, showtime. Are you ready? Are you ready for start time?
Let's find out. Ready, set, go.
Todayfm Breakfast with M. Grant and Ed.
6:02, top of the Monday to the both of you. Grant,
morning.
Daniel. Morning. We'll talk about you were winning your race and then you lost your race at Bathurst over the weekend. We'll talk about that. Em, what motorsport did you participate in?
I just spent the weekend getting super pumped for Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm really excited. You've brought it up unsolicited a few times.
I love it.
I know
what. There's a concert today.
Have you always been into this, or just because Ed's here
into the
that you've suddenly
show,
found
Joel.
Yourself excited?
No.
Yeah, okay.
Right. I'm into Justin
Timberlake.
Right.
The real deal.
Yeah, and I like Tom Brady as well, and he's playing for the New England Patriots.
Well played. What we're going to do today is, if you're not that into it, we've got the bets that might make you into it. So these are real bets. This is all from, a lot of these are from Bovada, which is a Las Vegas-based online betting, whatever. But here's one for you straight away, Em.
Yeah.
What colour will Pink's hair be for the national anthem?
I already know.
What do you mean you already know?
Blonde. I follow her.
Well, then let's get on, because it's 5-4. We can be rich. That's the favourite. And green is at 5-1.
Oh.
So you can bet on that. I'll give you some of the other bets that you can make today. Here's another one for you, Em, straight away. Will Justin Timberlake cover a Prince song?
Well, I'm hearing that Prince may appear via hologram. Like Will I Am in the election.
Why wouldn't you Weekend at Bernie's in?
A lot of people are hoping he doesn't do that, but anyway.
He's light.
Okay.
Hold him in one hand.
I feel like it's a bit late for that.
Okay. So.
I feel like it'd be like trying to... Okay, I'm not... You know when Tamar... Nah.
Yeah.
Nah,
he's gone.
Now.
Let him be. Let him be.
Let Prince go, everybody. Lego Thieves, Sydney Lego Thieves, Strike Today, Spice Girls Reunions, Brothel Owners... We got your back today, brothel owners. Don't you worry. We're going to help solve your crimes. And mum's going on holidays and leaving kids there. But look, let's make it rain Monday. Let's make it rain Monday, Grant, didn't you?
I love today. Big tickets. What do we got?
Yeah, he doesn't read his sheets. Ed Sheeran.
They're good.
Tickets.
Every caller?
Yeah, well played, mate. Everyone that we speak to today, M, is going to get themselves Ed Sheeran tickets, ANZ Stadium, March 15 to 17, because it's sold out.
Yeah, so next is going to be your first chance. We're doing What's a Superior, and it is an issue that has made the internet very mad.
I can't believe what the internet gets into, but they've got into this, and it's next. Top of the morning to you. Straight into this for a Monday.
What's a superior thing we're talking about now?
Aha. Emma, you said the internet has had a real meltdown over this over the weekend.
Yeah, someone mistakenly put up online what's the superior, and actually used these words, and I'm like, oh, I can use that. What's the superior way to cut toast? And the internet, the whole internet's fighting, guys. Like, is hectic. And so instantly in your mind, you've got your way. And 13, 10, 60, what's a superior way to cut toast? And I didn't realise there are so many different ways because people were posting pictures.
Is there not just two?
No, there's like seven.
What?
Yes.
Get out of here.
Can I have, give us, run us through the list of past the traditional triangular and
square.
So there's a triangle. Yep. See, you two have two different ways already.
Yeah, square.
Okay, so there's fours.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, in four.
In four.
I've never seen that before.
There's a traditional triangle across.
Yeah.
Then there's just straight down the middle. Yes. Then there's long ways.
Like, yeah, long ways.
Yeah, long ways. Then there's soldiers.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
oh, my God, you're right.
Yeah.
He's a dip in the top of the little eggy.
Then there's just cutting the crust off.
Oh. Which I don't like.
There's heaps. I mean, I don't want to take people's glory.
No, but they're going to tell us what their favourite is and why.
Yeah.
I would like...
What do you do? Let me guess.
Don't eat toast.
You don't eat toast?
No, I would go the just... I would never cut it.
Me too!
Yeah, yeah. It's a piece. It's called a piece of bread, so eat it as such.
I think anyone over the age of five shouldn't be cutting their
toast. I agree. GD?
Here's the deal. Look, I think when you cut it, if you don't cut it, you know when you bite into it, you get like...
Vegemite
around your mouth.
Yeah.
Your Vegemite smile. You can't do it that way. Cut it diagonal, you can kind of eat it delicately, and then you don't sort of get the spill over the side of the mouth or on the chin.
For the people who can't see Grant, it looks like he's visiting the Queen Mother and having high tea.
But when you get crook, I've always done this. When I feel sick, what I do is I request my toast to be cut into squares because it reminds me of when I was sick when I was a kid.
Oh my God.
So it's like, takes me flashback.
I mean, if you're having a googie egg,
then
you get yourself.
I feel like they're gone. Yes. I feel like googie eggs are
gone. No, I make googie eggs for my kids all the time.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and it is an art form. And my daughters are very strict on the consistency of the yolk. And if Odette will look at me and won't break eye contact and tap open the top and she'll keep looking at me. And then she'll lift the little lid off. And if it's running, she's like, good job, Mum.
Oh.
But if it's not,
she
sends it back to the kitchen.
Question.
I spit in it then. And
that'll...
sprinkle some pubes on top.
That'll learn her. So, the other question is, now that bread's so fancy, your pumpernickel loaf, your gluten-free sourdough, has that changed the way, like, what about thick cut?
Nah.
No, there's something called thick cut toast now.
But that's
still a cut.
That'll take an hour to get through.
You, that's a whole other day. Don't take content. just calm your farm there. 13, 10, 60. What's a superior way to cut toast? Grant, you like it in delicate little squares.
Diagonal.
Diagonal.
Non-cut.
I don't cut mine at all.
Nah.
No, I like to just have that piece in my hand.
Yeah, I feel like a man with a piece of toast in my hand.
Me too.
You don't eat toast, so there's no man for you. Calm down.
13, 10, 60. What is the superior way to cut toast and why? It is time for What's the Superior? And today...
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
Did you just say your name wrong? Your name? I think you said M. Grant and M. I mean, I'll take it. But, I mean, I love it.
Okay.
I'm here for that.
That's sweet.
Okay,
all right. I might have, but because I'm somewhat concerned about what we're getting here. It's Make It Rain Monday. Everyone we speak to this morning is going to get themselves Ed Sheeran tickets. What's the superior way to cut toast?
Yeah.
I had no idea this was so controversial.
Oh, so many. Everything on the internet's controversial.
Yeah, you're right. That is so true.
You could make the most mundane thing. You just pop it up on the internet with a question, have a differing opinion. My God, and the toast thing, the internet's angry.
Well, what is the superior way to cut toast, Monica from Hornsby?
Good morning.
Hello.
How you guys doing?
Good morning.
Good, thanks, Mon.
How you doing it?
Yeah, okay, so if I don't cut my cousin's toast in two simple triangles, he'll simply make me make it again. So if I do it in two rectangles, that's it. Toast goes in the bin. So annoying. Okay.
Now, why is it the triangle? What's his rationale? Was it the way his mother used to do it? Well,
he's a bit... I don't know if you guys have ever had this, but he has, like, peanut butter and tomato on toast. I think it's weird, but anyway.
What?
So, okay, that's
I know, right?
Lord.
So when I cut it, like, he wants the tomato to be also cut, like, in half. That's why he wants it diagonal. It's really weird.
That makes sense. And it also makes sense so he can fold the edges if he needs to. I understand.
Tomato and peanut butter.
Don't get hung up on that.
That's
obviously
hectic.
Monica's husband's got a lot going on.
Whoa. That is a hectic breakfast.
All right. Tickets. Monica's going to Ed Sheeran. She can take her triangulated husband. Rebecca is from Pendle Hill. Morning, Beck.
Good morning, all.
Ooh. Good morning.
Superior way to cut toast is?
Depends on what's on it. Generally straight down the middle. Unless it's eggs, you can have soldiers, but always down the middle.
So like two rectangles.
Unless you're five and have little squares, but always
like
down the middle.
Straight down the middle, find, though, isn't very structurally sound. I find it like kind of the toast tends to fold in half. It collapses on you while you hold it, you know what I mean? That's why the triangles are the strongest shape there is in the universe. So that's why you do a triangle, but straight down the middle, no good.
Okay, I'm not going to challenge you on that triangle theory, but sure.
But it also tells us something. It tells us that in the Denyer household, they're eating starchy white bread, because that's the stuff that can't hold its weight. Is it?
It's possibly true.
Yeah, it's the Wonder White. It's Wonder White for the Deniers, much like their teeth. Beck's going to Ed Sheeran. Daryl from Blacktown. Morning, Daz.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, go on.
Good name, mate. You don't hear Daryl very often.
Loving your name, Daryl.
So good.
Cheers, guys. So 100% diagonal, but since having kids, crust off and diagonal.
Mate, what's going on with crusts? What is it with kids and crusts? I don't understand.
I don't know. They hate it, but for some reason, when I'm making toast for myself now, it's just habit. I cut the crust off as well.
I was always told that that's where you used to tell people that's where the nutrients were.
You don't get a hairy chest if you cut the crust off.
Oh, is it the hairy chest?
Yeah, you want a hairy chest.
Hair. Curly hair.
No,
curly
I used
hair.
To tell my girls, if you don't eat the crust, you won't get a hairy chest.
Hang on, you won't get a hairy chest. Yeah. They want a hairy chest.
You reverse engineered it, I see.
Wow, so hard to work out.
I think is it the density that the kids don't like? Because you know how, like, when you get a nice piece of bread, it's fluffy. Yeah, there's no flavour on it.
If you take the Nutella straight to the edge of the crust, it's getting eaten, mate.
Well, remember, that's what was one of those pizza companies worked that out. I remember for a couple of years it was the crust wars, that everyone was trying to do more with their crust to the point where there was more pizza inside the crust that you were eating.
Can I tell you the crust is my favourite part?
The cheese-filled crust.
Yeah. Of the pizza?
My nunna used to basically deep-fry the base in olive oil, and then you put oregano and salt and you get to the crust and that's what you're hung for.
That's different. Well, okay.
That actually does sound amazing.
Nathan from Campbelltown, bring it home. What is the superior way to cut the toast?
The superior way is to not cut it, kind of fold it, and dip it into honey, and then eat it.
What type of toast is it? Is it got butter
multigrain.
On it?
Multigrain. No butter.
Folded, no butter. Oh, man. You're so healthy.
That's tapas.
Yeah, it's tapas.
I love that. This is the beauty of What's a Superior. Who'd have thought we'd get 4 minutes of interesting content out of toast?
I could talk to Nathan for hours.
Well, everyone's getting Ed Sheeran tickets, including Nathan.
Good work.
Great job.
Now time to talk to you, Grant Denyer.
Yes.
Because you had Friday off.
I didn't know that was a thing. Can I take Friday off when I have my shows on?
Do you have a car race on?
Because I have something as equally as grueling as a car race. I have a 2-hour stand-up show.
No, he had a 12-hour. What was the race called, mate?
It's the Bathurst 12-hour was on.
Listen to his voice. He's broken. You are a broken man. What does that involve? So what did you do Saturday?
We had qualifying and practice on Saturday.
So is qualifying 12 hours as well?
No. You only go out for like maybe an hour or so, and then whoever sets the fastest lap, you know, gets to sit at the front of the grid.
And did you?
For the big one. We were second in our class, and then the big race kicked off. A big 12 grueling hours around some of the most delicious bit of tar in the world, Mount Panorama.
He does love Mount Panorama.
He loves Mount Panorama.
What
so
a magic.
He
just the
there.
Rise and fall of that racetrack. It's kind of like an unbridled roller coaster.
There's a rise and fall happening underneath the desk, I'm
isn't
feeling.
6.24 kilometres of just sheer joy and terror at the same time.
I did see one of your teammates recovered from a triple spin.
Yes.
Incredible.
Man, we had some, they cleaned up some cars. Some of the biggest crashes I've seen in a long time
now, Grant,
this weekend.
Is that because they're different? Because they normally do the V8s there. Is this because there's all different classes of cars? There's different levels of experience. There's different types of vehicles out there. Is that
so
why there's so many,
many
crashes?
Factors. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. So what we don't have in the V8 supercars anymore is different classes with slower cars in them. So you've got like, you know, 35 of the same speed cars, whereas this has like everything from, you know, a Ferrari to a McLaren, you know, right down to little Ford Focus. Yeah. So it's closing speeds can be like 100 kilometres an hour difference sometimes. So when you got so many blind corners and crests, like we saw at the end of the race last night, and like in the last sort of 10 minutes, there was a car that was like sideways across the track, and another car came along at 200k an hour and just cleaned it up into the side.
Yeah. So you came third, disappointing.
Yeah, we're leading for so many hours, like most of them, and then in the we got a mechanical failure.
Oh, mechanical failure! You know what they say about a bad workman? Blame your tools.
Yeah. What was the failure, mate? What was the mechanical failure?
Yeah. The fact that we lost our brakes and launched it over a curb at about 150k an hour and got airborne, and when it landed, it broke the suspension.
And was that you driving when that happened?
No, it was my teammate. Oh. Yeah, he's hard on the gear. He's very hard on the gear.
If Denya had been driving, you guys would have won.
New teammate.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed. Weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1. Today FM.
Em, I believe it's time to solve a crime.
It is. It's my weekly Crime Stoppers segment. I know everyone lives for it.
Yes,
so overnight in Botany Bay, there was a raid done, 2 a.m.
Oh, was it a ram raid sort of thing?
So
they go for an ATM or they go for cigarettes?
It was a hectic raid. They had special ops on board. They had dogs. They had the big stick thing that opens the door. What are that called?
Oh, the Jaws of Life?
The big boom stick.
The Vikings used to use. What's that called?
The battering ram.
Battering ram.
Yeah. They seized, the whole 50 boxes of Lego. Heading here first, guys.
50.
Was that worth the time of the police and our taxpayers' money?
Oh, I love that you said that.
Lego.
Taxpayers' money. Do we get 10 points for that?
That was amazing. That was AM, Danielle.
10 AM points.
That was 10 AM points.
10 AM points.
Well done. So 55 boxes of Lego. Em, do we know, now this is going to sound like a Lego nerd, which I'm not, what type?
We don't, but I'm going to speculate anyway. I'm saying Star Wars.
Yeah, I was going to say Star Wars.
There's a big demand for that
at
the moment.
Huge demand for Star Wars Lego.
And some of those boxes can go for up to like $8,000.
Yeah,
if you get the right kind.
Well, hang on.
So they are expensive.
Yeah,
$8,000?
Not like, I mean, like the whole collection is said to be worth.
Well, it's lucky you said that. I was about to get a balaclava and head down to Toys R Us straight away.
So a 28-year-old woman and a 48-year-old man faced several charges.
Oh, they got them
and they've been granted bail. I mean, they are considered dangerous criminals. Right, you guys? So if you see these guys, these people, stay at least 10 metres away from them.
Do not approach them. They may have one of those little jetpacks that fires.
Correct.
The...
And they have been known to just be throwing Lego on the ground at any given time to injure people.
Is that how they caught them? I wish there was a little trail of Lego.
But I also love if these guys get done and they get put in jail, they're sitting there like, oh, what are you in for?
I know that entertainment is the segment that stops a nation.
And it's not often we both come in and have the same thing to want to talk about. Actually, I'd say it's never happened till today.
Spice Girls returning to work on new opportunities. This was a story that broke over the weekend.
Amazing.
And it stopped my wife in her tracks at home. And then I was like, hang on. She's like, turn this up. So we had to turn up. There was a news report.
That's not how Tiff talks.
No, she talks like this. Turn it up. And so then...
I don't think that's a very good impersonation.
No, I watched
a
video of her punching a bag, launching Tiff XO today, which you were filming, and I could see you in the mirror filming, good husband. And did you notice yourself in the mirror?
No, I did not.
You are 100 there.
Don't get distracted.
You're in a red hoodie filming your wife.
Oh, that wouldn't have been me.
She's terrifying.
So, Mel C told BBC Radio 2 that the girls are getting back together.
Yes.
Then there was a photograph of all of them, Victoria, Jerry, Emma, Mel, and the other one, all together at Jerry's house.
Emma, baby.
Baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, Emma's baby. So I'll call them by their actual names. So they're sporty, scary, posh, bloody.
Ginger. I'm glad you're doing this story. And baby.
Do you want some details?
Yes.
Because in my mind, straight away, GD, I'm like you. I go, well, they're a music group and they're getting back together. So I'm looking forward to a concert tour and B, some new music. Sadly, I was very much mistaken.
What?
If you're holding out hope of a concert tour or new music, they're talking about TV projects, endorsement deals, and a greatest hits album.
So nothing.
What's even the point, idiots?
Lazy.
So nothing is what we're talking about.
What are you talking about, TV opportunities?
I think they're going to do, you heard it here first, get your bloody scoopla ready, because I think that they're going to do like a Find the New Spice Girls Bardot.
Oh, I'd be into that.
It's Bardot. Female supergroup hunt, search for.
I would watch that.
Hang on, Grant's just going to come up with a name. Say that again.
Search for a female supergroup.
You call it female hunt supergroup search for. Sounds like Grant's internet history. There were some revelations, though, in this.
Oh, tell me. Are you doing some scoopla?
Yes, scoopla, mate. Bloody E! News, look out. So... I had no idea that. Well, the time I went and saw One Direction in concert, they were having problems with Zayn. It was the last concert, one of the last concerts before he stopped, and a security guard told me that they'd given him an injection in the bum just to give him enough energy to go on stage.
Oh, I feel wow. that.
And apparently, that it was going to be okay. He has to be able to sing. That's not an issue that the Spice Girls used to have.
What
because
do you mean?
Have a listen to this revelation about Posh.
Beckham has reportedly even received assurances she won't have to sing after sensationally admitting producers used to turn her microphone off during concerts.
Just bring down fader number four.
Oh,
mate.
My
fader number four.
God, that's so hectic.
Can you believe that?
They've
brought down... We're getting something in our ear, a terrible screeching. Oh, that'll be Posh's mic.
Jeez.
I've gone back through the archives.
Yes.
And you can actually hear it in the songs.
Oh, my God.
So this is their first
now
ever hit.
Now I know
hit.
Where you disappeared to this
Wannabe.
Okay.
This is their hit Wannabe. Okay, that's the version that we heard.
Yeah.
Pull that down. That's the version we heard.
Yeah.
I've managed to dig up. That was with Posh's mic off.
Okay.
I've managed to dig up.
Great.
Victoria Beckham,
have you?
The original version.
It's definitely her.
With Victoria's mic on.
Okay.
I'll tell you what I want, what I really want. I really want. I'll tell you what I want. I want David to stop trying to screw the nanny every 5 minutes.
Oh.
David, stop it.
Some news.
You guys, obviously there's a bit of a crime wave over Sydney over the weekend. We've already heard this morning about how Lego was stolen.
Yeah, they're still trying to piece together what happened.
Good. Yes. If we got a ding, job. That was good. Oh, no. Nah, you didn't need to boo. I wouldn't boo
you. Oh,
no.
Boo.
Oh, no, that was necessary.
That's harsh.
But I've been handed some breaking crime news.
I know. You got a piece of paper.
Let's just come in.
Hot Sydney off the press. Brothel owner has pussy stolen.
Now.
A man. Mm-hmm. Now, this is on you for being disgusting.
Me?
A man who visited the Wildcat venue in King's Cross.
What's that like, Grant, that one?
Oh. Okay.
You say, I don't know, man. What are you doing? What are you doing? Silence is deafening in here.
Where's that? Where's that base?
Good.
A man, what suburb is that in?
King's Cross,
that
King's Cross. Yep. Look, I could give you all the facts.
Give me the facts.
But why don't we let Pun Queen, Channel 7 reporter, Laura Banks, okay, give you everything you need to know about this situation.
It could have been the perfect crime, except for all the cameras. After visiting the Wildcats venue in King's Cross, this patron turned cat burglar.
That was nearly meltdown moment.
Owner Lauren O'Brien searched for hours, hoping little Lucy was just catnapping. But after watching vision from the club's security cameras, the catastrophic truth was revealed.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Oh, have we got some?
Yeah. Oh, no, she has to do that.
Leave her alone. Does it's she... a very sad story, the poor thing.
That's so good. And look, obviously the comments on Twitter were just going ugly. Yeah, they were very unhappy with Channel 7 saying that it wasn't news.
What?
How dare they report such a thing?
Oh, that's news. That counts as news.
I just feel like is E. Cavalry from Penrith has written a comment.
Yeah, I saw that. Well, I should say I'm a respected father of one.
Yes.
And that, you know.
What's your comment on the news story?
Well, I just didn't know that brothels did take away.
Oh!
No, other one.
Oh, I'll take a ding for that. No!
I have such a great What Are the Chances story.
Ooh.
Sorry, we just moved a couch. I'm a bit puffed.
Yeah, it was two men in a van in here during that song.
Okay, so on the weekend, we went out for breakfast, as is our want. On a Saturday morning, my family and I, we go, and the girls and I, and we sit and we have a breakfast.
Very cute.
So, and the back page of the paper, my daughter sat down and read, my 10-year-old, and she turned it over, and it was AFLW. Back page.
It's going off.
And I was just like, I had a moment, I got a bit teary. And I'm like, my little girl is reading a paper where it is women's sport front and centre. Yeah. It was beautiful.
Are you going to GWS's first home game?
I'm going on Friday night to see the GWS women.
There is nothing she can't make a song, Grant.
I know.
There's nothing incredible.
Oh, I'm going to be there. I'm so excited.
That's great.
But on the back page on Saturday was Carlton recruit Taylor Harris. And
right.
She is an amazing kicking technique, by the way, and has been credited for it. And she was outstanding. standing at the game on Friday night.
Okay, good.
Yep.
And so I took a photo of Odette. It's on my Instagram, at mrussiano, and it's just of Odette holding the paper, and I just wrote underneath, fantastic, I'm just quietly crying in the corner as my daughter sees women's sport front and centre on the back page of the paper.
That's awesome, amazing.
So great. And so we left and we're looking to buy a house. So we went to some open houses and we walked into one open house and I was kind of standing in the kitchen, Odie was looking in the front bedroom, and I hear a woman say to Odie, oh, that's the girl from Instagram who was holding your picture. And I'm like, what? So I quickly walked out and then there was this woman. She said, oh, Em, I follow you. This is Taylor. She's in the picture that I took of my daughter.
That's amazing.
So it was so bizarre. So Taylor's mum recognised Odette from my picture. Yeah. Taylor's mum follows me. And Taylor, who was in the picture, walked into the room of a random open house in a random suburb. What are the chances, guys?
Wow. The chances are one in a million. There's another option here.
What?
That Taylor is stalking you.
Yeah. I'll take that.
I'll take it.
She's amazing. You've seen it.
Change the GPS settings.
Grant, Danielle, we did our I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here challenge the other day. It was, you can see all the videos on the Facebook page, Today FM. And you and I got mucked in. Em decided to be the host with the lovely Chris Smith. Even though you and I had to stick our hands in this disgusting box full of yuckness. And then, mate, something happened.
Something happened. Look, I wasn't here on Friday, so we didn't get the chance to discuss this, right?
Is this a stitch up?
No. But I was concerned at what happened and what I saw. So it was the last challenge, and there was like the box that ended up being like disgusting fish. So I handed over my wedding ring because I didn't want to sort of lose it in the muck.
And your watch.
And my watch.
I took Ed's and who did, too. And I'm so did, kind.
Who did I give that to?
Me, because I am so kind and
responsible
to offer. To hold your most precious possession.
It was a wonderful thought. Thank a wonderful thought.
Thought.
But something disturbing happened with our most precious prized possession.
Shall we go to the audio? This is immediately after the challenge. We're covered in muck. Let's go to the audio, shall we?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I was about to cry. Guys, I've got your rings here. They were always in my hands. I knew exactly where they were at all times.
It's fine.
Hey, just question, whose ring's this? Whose is that one?
GD.
Oh, Grant, you haven't got an adjuster for your little fingers.
That's just the one that Grant can run the bundle.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of panic in your voice because I turned around and someone was on all fours looking around on the ground. What did you do?
It was Ed's fault.
What?
You were chasing me with fish fingers.
It was funny.
And it was not funny. And I dropped your wedding ring, Grant.
There was like 10 tons of leaves, loose leaves on the ground, like needle in a haystack kind of territory
so
here.
Sorry. I saw my life flash before my eyes. Like I said, I already started planning my alternate life.
I could tell you were getting breathless. You were that nervous.
And I was all down. Like, I looked down and I realized it was yours because of the extender thing on it. Because let's be honest.
I have lost weight since I got married.
In your fingers.
And I haven't. Hey, you do. They thin out. So I've got. It's titanium and you can't resize titanium because you can't cut it. So I've had to get like a little thing
it's
put
like,
inside.
Yeah, it's like those the like little kid rings where you can change the.
That's true,
you know, when you buy pants from Target for your kids and it's got elastic in the back. But I did. I dropped your ring and it was gone.
It was gone
for love nor money. And then Chris Smith, God bless him, got down on his immaculate knees.
Yeah.
We're over burgers, man. And sifted through the leaves and found it. But oh my God, Grant, I mean, what would have happened
It was just like when Charlie in the Chocolate Factory, when he looks in that little gate and he looks down like in the drain and he sees that golden ticket.
Yes.
It was exactly
That's
the
what
same.
It was. But would you have been in trouble with Chez?
You know what it means if you lose your wedding ring? Your marriage is over. It's a symbol from the universe. Everybody knows this.
I thought if
it's
you got your wife.
From the universe.
No, I thought the symbol is if you got their name tattooed on you, it was over for your marriage.
Yeah, that's the first step.
Isn't that
that is the first step.
Now, I heard that it's a curse. If you tattoo your other half's name on you, your relationship's doomed.
Yeah.
So all's well that ends well, Joel.
But I lost my wedding ring in the first 3 weeks of being married, and it was harrowing because you know how precious that is when you've just recently married. And I lost it when I was filming Australia's Got Talent in some major theatre in Melbourne. Could have been anywhere. And
men
spent
lose
weeks.
Rings a lot, don't they?
They do.
And did you find it that time?
Yeah, it's 3 weeks later. They were doing a show, and someone found it.
Oh, can we get stories on this? Yeah, I love these stories.
So do I.
You know when you lose your wedding ring and then like the dog digs it up or it comes out and it's poo 10 years later?
The carrot. Remember there was the carrot. They dropped their engagement ring in the field and then it was a couple of years later they were digging up carrots because there was a carrot had grown around it.
What?
Yeah, no, that's
one of the great. I know someone who's lost one in the ocean, and someone went in the off chances of trying to find it. They were just swimming in the beach and found it.
No,
what?
In the water.
Around a dolphin's nose.
Yeah.
So 13, 10, 60. You lost your wedding ring, engagement ring.
Yeah.
Wedding slash engagement ring.
Found it.
You lost it and then refound it.
Yeah.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant, and Ed at todayfm.com.au.
We're in Centennial Park. The other day doing our I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here challenge, me and Grant have got our arms quite literally deep in fish guts. Em's holding our wedding rings. We turn around and you are on the ground panicking because you'd lost them.
You've paraphrased. You chased
Surmised.
Me. You chased me. If I was just standing still, that wouldn't have fallen out of my hand. But you chased me with fishy fingers and I didn't want to borrow it and I dropped Grant's wedding ring.
Can you not run with your fist closed with the...
Well, the ring's so tiny because it's yours. It'll slip through my fingers.
Oh, yeah.
So, the video's on Instagram. So small.
Oh, the video is on Instagram.
Oh, great. Terrific.
Hayley. So, Hayley, what happened to you? Hi.
Hey, guys. I was 19 years old and I'd been engaged to my fiancé for 7 weeks at the time. Just at the shopping centre, I was just washing my hands and I hadn't had my ring resized at the time. So just to be safe, I always took my ring off when I washed my hands. Anyways, I've gotten home that afternoon and just sat down and realised I didn't have my ring on my finger. Massive panic attack. First thing I did was ring the shopping centre. They hadn't heard, or received anything. So the next day I went in, provided a photo of the ring and all my details. Checked in, nothing happened. And then just over a year and a half later, I received a phone call and someone handed my ring in.
At the shopping centre?
At the shopping centre a year and a half later. They wouldn't tell me who it was. They said, we'll try to tell you, but yeah, that was my ring and I've got it back. So.
That's Do you think that that person who took it felt guilty?
No, that person's then got in their own relationship. That relationship's broken up and they've gone, well, this ring's cursed. I may as well give it back to Hayley.
Oh, okay, good.
Either way, Hayley's going to Ed Sheeran and all's well that ends well. Christy from Maryland. Now, Christy,
hello.
Was this your... Hello, who lost their ring?
My husband.
Yes.
We were on a tropical holiday at Phuket, as you do, and we were swimming at the beautiful Phi Phi Island.
Nice.
And he was snorkeling off the boat, and then all of a sudden, he turns to me and goes, "Babe, I've lost my wedding ring." And I'm like, I was in shock. And I think at the time, I was like, "I'm never going to find it. It's gone forever in the ocean." I think I was just thinking that I'm not even going to look for it. Until this word spread and the rest of the people in the boat actually started looking and this Scottish bloke turned, looked down below him and he saw it shimmering in the light at the bottom of the ocean, probably about 2 or 3 metres deep. He dived down for us and it was like hanging off a bit of a coral or something like that. He dove down, this 50-year-old smoker Scottishman who can barely breathe and I think he was a stinker as well. So he was getting up and he was nearly hyperventilating or something from trying to dive down. But he found the ring for us.
That's good. Collapsed his lung in the meantime.
Yeah, worth it though.
The guy got the bends, but who cares? Angela. Now, who's lost you? Did you lose your ring, Angela?
It was me. I was newly engaged, about a month engaged, and I went to one of the run-of-the-mill, Asian nail shops to get my nails done to match the pretty ring.
Very nice.
And when they grind your nails down, that dust goes flying. So I didn't want the dust in the ring, so I took it off my finger and had it next to me while they did my nails and, finished getting the nails done, got up, walked out, and I was literally out the door maybe, a dozen steps and my heart sank. I realised I'd left my ring. So I ran back in there and they were all like, talking the way that they were talking and they were like, no, we haven't seen your ring and I never got it back.
Ooh. That feels...
You never got it back.
Sounds dicey. That's a small environment where...
That's sad.
Okay. Well, the good news is Ed Sheeran tickets.
Yeah.
So there we go.
Someone argues you shouldn't have got through because the stories are we wanted happy endings that they got it back. I don't want to be sad all day.
Hey,
I'm sorry, Ed.
This might have prompted someone who knows something to come forward.
We want people to find them in the end. That's the whole point.
Yeah. I'm just trying to help. Amy from St. Helens will get us back on track. Did you lose a ring, Amy?
I'll get you back on track, guys.
Thanks, Dale. Give me a good news story. Yeah.
Okay, so this is a cool story. So I lost my grandma's wedding ring. I don't know how I lost it. I just, my jewelry box was open. It was missing. I assumed, I don't know, maybe one of the kids, they all denied it. Anyway, I searched the house, never found it. Years and years later, I was at a parents' PNC meeting. There was a group of us sort of sitting around, and this lady was wearing the ring. And because it was so old, like it was, you knew it was yours. It had a diamond, two little sapphires next to it. It was really old-fashioned.
Yeah.
And I didn't know her that well, but I was like, stuff that I'm going to ask. So I asked her, I said, oh, where did you get that ring? It looks similar, like, you know, like one that I lost. And look, I'm not trying to accuse you. Anyway, she found it in her daughter's school bag in kindergarten, had asked the teachers everything. No one knew where it came from. She didn't know, like, whether it was worth a lot or not. And, yeah, and so she gave it back to me. So I think my son took it and gave it to her daughter.
He's giving it to her. He's giving it to
your son. He's romanced the girl at school with it.
And are they still together? The boy and that girl? Are they still together?
No, no.
They broke up. That's great.
That's good. Good news.
Yeah, we're back on track. Ed Sheeran tickets. Well played to you, Amy. Thank you, everybody. Time for the most bumper edition of all time.
When Mimi falls apart, you easy. When Tay Tay gets in a fight with Kanye. When you click. Entertainment.
Waiting.
Yes, can I tell you right now, breaking baby news, Kylie Jenner has given birth to a little girl. She actually did it on Feb 1, so she's held it to herself for 4 or 5 days. Oh, 9 pounds 3, so a big bubby.
Yeah, 4 or 5.
That's a big baby.
Big baby, yeah.
And she's posted, I'm sorry for keeping you in the dark through all the assumptions. I understand you used to be bringing you along on all my journeys, but my pregnancy was one I chose not to do in front of the world.
Signed a deal somewhere else.
Well, no, she said, I knew for myself I needed to prepare for this role of a lifetime in the most positive, stress-free and healthy way. That's quite mature. She's only 20.
What?
Yeah, she's only just turned 20.
Oh, no. Which one's Kylie?
The youngest.
Is she one of...
The lip one. The one who has the lip range.
Is that one of Caitlyn's daughters?
Yes.
And who is the father of this child? Or is that part of a contest? You have to guess.
No. He's a rapper. I don't have that information.
No.
Travis Scott.
Rapper in the family.
What's his name?
Travis Scott.
Travis Scott.
That's not a rapper's name.
Now, she's put up...
yeah, you're right. Hey, Trev, you rapping?
Travis,
yeah,
mate. Unless the S in Travis is a dollar sign, then it counts.
That's
check on that. That's good. We've just put they've put up a YouTube video. It's actually kind of nice.
Birth.
Sort of. At the start, it starts with Chris giving birth to Kylie.
What?
And then it morphs into Kylie going into labor, and they show Chloe in the room, and Travis is in the room, and Kendall's coming in via Skype.
Oh, my God.
It's actually kind of nice.
Where's Caitlin?
I don't know. And
giving birth somewhere else?
Possibly. And we're going to put a bit of that video up. It's very exciting. Kylie Jenner has given birth to a daughter. Now, moving on, Ed Sheeran. Mm. He has decided he wants Beyonce to sing at his wedding. Okay, mate, calm down.
Wow.
Whatever.
You could have anyone. That's big.
Well,
that's a big
get. He can sing his own wedding.
It's be like work for him, though.
Pretty much. Ed is said to be planning a festival-type situation for the wedding.
Like Glastonbury?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
He's going to have Harry Styles there, Cara Delevingne, Taylor Swift, who both dated Harry, so that'll be a fun table to sit on. He also wants to have bangers and mash, pie and gravy, and beers and ales.
Bangers and mash, are they a DJ group? Are they the Chainsmokers?
Good, excellent. Now, obviously, Super Bowl is kicking off very soon.
Finally! Right, now let's get to it. Obviously, Tom Brady's arm is the...
Don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about the concert. Obviously, Pink, our very own Pink, is singing the anthem. She's sick, so we're a bit nervous for her, but I'm sure she'll pull out. She'll be fine. She'll pull it out. It'll be great.
Okay.
And also, Justin Timberlake's doing the concert.
Yes, in halftime.
Yeah, lots of speculation. People thought that Janet might make a special appearance for like a redemption thing.
A nipple thing. Yep.
But no, she's actually tweeted, I won't be there. Thank you for thinking of me. Fine. Also, reports of Prince coming in from the grave via hologram. I don't know how that technology works, but I'm here for it. Amazing.
Okay.
I know, but we'll hear more about that tomorrow.
Time to break in. It's time for some of this.
Celine Dion.
That's Edutainment. Freaky, freaky, freaky.
Okay.
I got the Celine Dion story.
It's going to have to, we'll do some Edutainment, then we'll be back.
She holds her dead husband's hand in before every show because she had a bronze statue made of the hand.
What?
It's
going to be hard
to
beat.
How good's that? She had his hand cast in bronze and she holds it before she goes on stage.
I think
Justin Timberlake does the same thing with Janet Jackson's nipple.
Good.
So He's got a bronze nipple that he grabs.
Yeah.
Last night, I'm a Celebrity. Yeah. They've been touting this for weeks, GD.
Yeah.
Channel 10, your network, was just pushing this, the big argument that here they go, it's Mundine versus Green. They hate each other. They hate each other. They hate each other for money every 5 years when they need to promote a boxing match. But they hate each other.
Are you saying that's staged, this hatred?
Well, Brendan Favola said it. Yeah, the footballer. He said, I flat out saw them hanging out and hugging.
So, last night, we're okay. The Big Bash final was on. It was great. It was, I was like, oh, Tiff's like, oh, we've got to watch the big confrontation. Now, let's hear some of the unbelievably tense confrontation between these two mortal enemies.
How long since you guys saw each other?
Chris Brown.
Tomorrow will be 1 year when I was victorious, February 3rd, Adelaide Oval in our last fight.
I didn't win, but...
Okay, the judges just made me win. They're pretty sure the referee held my hand up.
Well, then, fight the third fight. Fight the third fight and I'll whip your ass, and then we'll say that. Till he's done.
We can walk up the hill and do a chalk, no problem.
I'm not doing it for free. I'm only get paid for this. You know?
Right, if you're a real fighter, we'll walk up the hill and do it for free.
We don't need to do it for free.
You don't need money, mate. Let's just fight.
Mate, let's do it.
You're a pussycat.
You're a pussycat. You're a pussycat.
No, I'm not a pussycat.
You're running scared.
Let's walk up the hill.
Let's make it happen. Why wouldn't you make it happen? You scared, bruh?
And that went on.
He's scared.
Pull that down. That went on for another couple of minutes. And
that's hectic. They hate each other. I'm convinced.
Really?
Nah. I think there's going to be a fight announced when this show ends.
So they've done two fights, have they? So these points.
Were you not listening?
I was. But
the massive argument just turned into two men inviting each other up a hill.
And I think saying you don't need the money, well, I'd say going into the jungle actually flies in the face of that.
Yeah. I think I'm seeing you. Oh, you don't need the money. Great. Here's another bowl of sheep's testicles for two men who don't need the money.
Yeah, I agree.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks.
Grant, today I'd like you to meet Fiona from Penrith.
Fiona, are you ready to play Alpha Bucks? Great to have you.
I am. I was just saying, I'm loving the new format, guys. I miss Harley, but I like you guys better.
Oh, that's kind. Good for Grant and Ed to know. Good feedback.
No, I appreciate that, Fiona. It's lovely to have you with us. Now, why do you need? What would you do with the cash if you got hold of the 10 G's?
I've got baby number 2 on the way, so I just, get some more things.
Congratulations. Yeah. Can I ask you questions about babies, which I would like to bring out to everybody maybe tomorrow? We've got a son. We're keeping all of the clothes for the second child.
Good on you.
If the second child is a girl, I can just keep using those clothes. Yes?
No, and you won't. You just won't. You say you're going to use it, and then you don't. And there's always a bit manky with spew and breast milk, and you shake it out.
Yeah. It's probably organisms living in there that you don't want to pass on to your second child.
You know, when you want your baby in old clothes.
Are they gender neutral or are you going to...
Hey, you work in Sydney Breakfast. You're fine.
If anyone wants to send me some... No. Okay, so Fiona, let's go. Let's give Fiona some money, please.
What's her letter, Grant?
30 seconds to answer 10 questions. The letter you're playing for is N, okay, Fiona?
N for Nelly.
Well played. You've seen Wheel of Fortune, haven't you? For each question you get right, you score $100 with a chance to win $10,000. We must take the first answer. You can't use the same answer twice, and the adjudicator's word is final. Fiona, N. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Name something you read.
Novel.
An American state.
Nevada.
A type of family member.
Niece.
An NRL team.
Pass.
A food.
Nuggets.
A piece of jewellery.
Navel ring. Mm.
A sports shoe brand.
Nike.
An Oscar winner.
Mm. Pass.
That was $600, Fiona.
Nice one, Fiona.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You were going extremely well.
Yeah, I had a good feeling. I thought you were going to chip through all of those.
Nah, she's not too slow, mate.
The heart's beating fast. But, yeah, I'm very happy with that.
Well, you'll get some baby stuff for $600, Fiona. Thank you. Played.
I'll get a lot. Thank you so much. So appreciative. Thank you.
Now, technically, we're speaking to Fiona on the phone, which means she also gets tickets to go and see Ed Sheeran. Well played to you, Fiona.
Congratulations, darling.
Oh, that is awesome. Thank you so much.
Best of luck.
And if you want to call that next baby a mixture of the name Grant and Ed, maybe Gred, we would love that as well.
Gret's a beautiful name.
What about little Gret?
What a lovely, sounds like something you get stuck in your shoe.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with Em, Grant, Ned by downloading the Today FM app.
All right, Em, go on, open that Pandora's box.
Well, I went to the, look, let's call it the Mecca of Joy, Mum's Net, and it's a place where mums can just go to feel supported, guys.
I think they might
just
not.
Is that what happens on there?
Oh, mate, Mum's Net is a cesspit of just hatred and judgment. Mm. I don't know why people go there, but they continue to.
Yeah.
So some poor woman has gone there and innocently
Hang
wrote.
On, so she's volunteered.
This yes.
Well, if you go there and you volunteer it, you get what you get.
You did get what she get.
Asking for advice from the general public online is risky.
We do it every day. She said, look, we're going on a holiday overseas, like away to, like, let's say Hawaii, okay? And she was telling her mum about it. She's got a 9 and a 7-year-old.
Right.
And she was thinking about leaving her 2-year-old behind with the grandparents.
Okay.
Because, and her explanation was, we're just going to have to put him in kids club every day anyway. He's too young to go on any theme park rides.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. So I just thought he'd be with my mom. He'd be getting attention every day.
Yep.
He'd be going to the zoo. He'd probably have better time with her than coming away with me.
Okay.
And the internet got really mad and said to her, you know, you've made a choice to have a baby. He was now 2. I'd hate to have a family holiday leaving out a member of the family. Another woman wrote, I don't think it's nice at all. Sorry, you're a family. So a lot of people were against it. So I guess what we're asking on 131060, what do you think about this situation of a mum planning to leave her 2-year-old with her mother, with the grandmother, and taking her 2 eldest kids away to Hawaii?
Grant, you can open the batting here.
Yeah, what do you reckon?
Oh, look, I'm worried about when the kid gets older and sees all the photos of the family having the best time ever and they're not in it. Like, is that kid not going to go, Mum, why aren't I in any of the family photos when you're on holidays? You're having the best time. Are you look so happy without me? Am I adopted?
Well, like,
wow. Okay, that really that was a slippery slope.
So but a 2-year-old is not going to remember anything of a holiday. Now, I once asked my brother-in-law who had been on a around Europe trip. My in-laws took him, right? And my mother-in-law was going on and on about how he was 8 years old and he loved Europe.
Yeah.
And she was going on and on and on. And so I turned to him, who's now 19, and I said, "Hey, Lay, what do you remember about the European trip?" This is his quote. I saw a donkey.
I don't judge this woman for doing it.
No.
I get it. I understand her reasoning. Yep. I would never begrudge a woman a relaxing holiday. I understand. Personally, I couldn't do it.
You miss him too much?
Look, I would miss, I'm going to think about it if it was already, I would miss her.
But she's 10.
Yeah, no, but I'm thinking back when she was 2 and Chella was 6.
Look, we did this recently. It is hard and I understand it's hard. There was a lot of tag team parenting that goes on when you've got someone who's that young. You can't do anything together. It's one and the other. And quite frankly, we spent the entire time just trying to stop Scout from falling in the pool.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's like 2 weeks of, you know, just drowning prevention. So there was not.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly. And that's what she's saying. No. Yeah, my husband and I want to be able to do things together as well.
Maybe I'm naive, but I'm not seeing much of a problem with this. 131060.
The internet did.
131060. You think it's okay? Do you think it's okay to leave the youngest with the grandparents because they're not going to get anything out of it?
Or do you think just flat out think it's mean? Well, see, I'm saying that I don't mind it, but I personally couldn't do it.
131060. Is it okay to go on holiday just taking some of your children, leaving others at home?
Oh. Not like, it's not like the Hunger Games and they had to battle it out. A mum has gone to Mum's Net and said, look, she's thinking of going away with her 2 elder children and leaving a 2-year-old at home, basically so they have a better time. That's really when
that's
you read between the lines.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and we put it out there. Obviously, everyone's going to get an Ed Sheeran double. We're making it rain today. Tanya. Hello, Tanya.
Hi.
What do you reckon about this?
I think it's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
The 2-year-old's not going to remember the holiday as much as the 7 and 9-year-old, and I think they get quality time with mum and dad, and the 2-year-old gets quality time with grandparents.
Yeah.
I hear you. Nothing wrong with a bit of one-on-one time with Nan and Pa.
Yeah, that's
certainly
cool.
Not.
Are we doing, I wanted to speak as if I was the grandparents at this point.
Mm.
What if I'm saying to them, well, hang on, you can't just keep handballing the 2-year-old to us because you want to go away. What if we want to go away?
No, the grandma offered.
Oh, she offered?
Specifically offered.
Oh, then bad luck.
Said, Doe, I'll take him.
Oh, no, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, good. Right. Mal and Penrith. Hey, Mal.
Hi, how are you?
This is, okay, so you completely relate to this?
Yes, I do. We went on holiday with our 2-year-old
and it completely ruins the holiday. We ended up cutting the holiday short and coming home.
What happened? What did the two? Where were you? And what did the 2 year old do to ruin it?
We went to Queensland.
Yeah.
Along the Gold Coast, and the theme parks. It was just too long a day for her. She slept through most of it. And then it was like, I'm tired, I can't walk any further. We took a stroller with us, but, yeah, she just wasn't having it.
And let's not forget.
She just wanted to stay in the hotel.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you go to a theme park, like if you want to go on a ride, you might have to queue for like an hour and a half.
And then
the kid can't be with you, so dad's in the queue. And maybe
then
with
dad's
a kid
not
or
tall
two,
enough.
You get to the
hectic.
Front, you can't go on.
Julian Seven Hills, you begged for that. You said to me, Em, please make a height joke right now.
Why did I leave that open?
Yeah, you really
did. He was asking for it.
Evil Queen. Evil Queen, get tickets now.
Yes, Grant.
Whoa.
I know. Julie can't sold out in Sydney. Hello, Julian Seven Hills.
Hi, guys.
Now, this is coming from the perspective of the two-year-old being left home.
This is fun.
Let's have a listen. Well, what do you got, Jules?
I have three boys of my own. I wouldn't do it. I understand it, but I wouldn't do it because when I was 4 years old, my parents went to Tasmania without me, and I'm 36 today, and I still remember it. I still remember them moving and leaving me behind. And they brought me home a Tasmanian devil toy, and it wasn't enough. It was never enough.
Oh,
they tried to buy your love.
But on the flip side, you didn't have to go to Tasmania. That's always...
I love Tasmania.
Yes. Always a bonus.
My grandparents.
Yeah, that's okay. So there you go. 4 years old remembers it clear.
And I love Tasmania. I will go there and be the ambassador for Mona if anyone's listening from Tasmania.
Mel from Maroubra, your ideas.
Hey, how are you guys?
Yeah. Can you do it?
I don't agree at all. I just think that you've got your kids, you go on a holiday to spend time with the family. I just think, wait, if you want to go away to theme parks, wait. Wait until they're all old enough to enjoy.
Okay.
It's not a family holiday if you're leaving a family member behind.
Not at all.
One in, all in.
I had my kids. Yes. I had my kids to raise them and look after them myself. I didn't have my kids to dump them and leave them with other people. So I just think that, I know that might sound a bit harsh.
I
love the idea of just dumping them with other people. Like you would just trawl the neighbourhood, door knocking, and then doing a runner.
Anybody want these kids?
No, you're right, Mel. Keep going.
To my own, and I've never left them, ever. I could not go on a holiday and leave one behind. There's no way.
Would you judge another mother for doing that?
I work
you
in a childcare
yes.
centre, so
you
I see
yes.
a lot of it. So I see a lot of that. I see parents going away 4 days before their children meet them with grandparents. And I just think, why? You know,
so
I just don't think it's necessary.
Thing.
Okay, thanks, Mel. It's important to hear both sides. I like it.
Everybody is going to Ed Sheeran's Make It Rain Mondays. Now, today, I think it's about 10:30. You never know with these things. When it kicks off the Super Bowl, the entertainment and the whole broadcast kicks off because it goes all day.
I can't wait.
When you said that to me, I was shocked because you don't care about the Patriots versus the Eagles.
I do a little bit. I love a spectacle of any kind where effort's been put in and there's streamers and like singers and dancers.
Oh, there's streamers, all right. This is like in a Stedford, but much larger than that. Now,
but also, there's snow, and I'm always amazed that they play in snow.
What's inside?
Yeah, but still, it's bloody cold.
It's cold.
So this one's got a roof.
And
the dome.
And it's in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
And the last time they played there was 1992, because it is bloody cold.
Oh, well, where'd you get that from?
Oh, I've got some facts here, Doc.
Nice one.
There's going to be 1.35 billion chicken wings and 10 million pounds of ribs and over 14,000 tons of chips eaten this Super Bowl.
That's just Donald Trump. So
I'm tipping there's not a lot of work going to be done in a lot of workplaces in Sydney today because there's a lot of parachute fans when it comes to the Super Bowl, and I must admit I'm one of them.
Do you, mate, who are you going for today then?
Aren't the Patriots, they're like five-time...
Yeah. They're the favourites.
They're the
Super Bowls, but they're also the most hated like sports team in America.
Well, I know because they win and
all the time.
They pretend, you know, people say they cheat, et cetera, et cetera.
And Tom Brady is not relatable.
But they're the best team of the 21st century. Not relatable.
Yeah, not relatable. Well, speaking of that, so this, what makes it fun, though, is that they take betting to the next level. Everything in the Super Bowl has to be bigger and better. So Justin Timberlake is doing the halftime entertainment, as we
know.
Last time
is.
He did it, he exposed Janet Jackson's...
And ended her career.
Nipple. Oh, did that end her career?
That ended her commercially viable status, 100%.
One nipple?
Yeah.
Oh,
I know.
That's a shame. You can bet on how many times they mention Nipplegate during the broadcast.
Oh, that's a good bet.
You can also, this is the most obscure bet. Mm. You can bet on this. Will Justin Timberlake be wearing a hat when he begins his halftime show performance?
Oh.
No.
How random.
Yeah, No's actually got better odds than yes.
Yeah, okay.
So, you, I believe,
yes,
have ruined the books because I'm on a betting site and we all got to gamble responsibly. These are just a little bit of fun. Don't, you know, just whatever. So, you could bet on what colour will Pink's hair be when she starts doing the national anthem. She's singing the national anthem.
Yeah, blonde.
Well, you said blonde.
I know blonde for several reasons. First of all, I've just seen it on her Instagram story, so she's not dying. She has a severe head cold and flu, and that's, I'm a singer. You want to have any water near your head before you have to sing. You want to be submerging it in dye. You just want to leave your head right around to get better.
What about spray?
No, you know.
Because she's an Eagles fan and they wear green, so people are saying that she will wear
green. No one wants green hair.
No,
can Pink be green? What was the last colour she rocked?
Swimming in a chlorinated enough pool, sure.
So that has been taken down.
You're saying I ruined the bet?
Yes. So that, that you can no longer bet on that because people must have seen see what you saw. This is my favourite one. How many times will Gisele Bündchen, Tom Brady's wife,
Bouchon,
be shown in the broadcast?
27 times.
Well, they're saying plus 1.5 times. So she has to be shown twice, basically.
It depends how many times he's a quarterback, right?
Yes.
So how many times he is involved in a touchdown, doesn't it?
No. Well, yes. But I think if they win,
they'll just keep showing it.
They always show her.
Well, she's the most famous supporter there.
That's right. Yeah. That's an easy bet.
Yeah.
You've got to go with that one. This is my favorite too. How long will the national anthem go for?
Oh, I didn't know that there was varying options for this.
Do you want to know how specific they are?
How specific?
It starts from the first note.
Yeah.
Right, so not her singing the song. Time's on.
Yeah.
And then the last bit of, and the home of the brave. So when the last time she says brave.
When she says
brave.
Oh, see, Christina Aguilera went for 6 hours.
Everyone got money on that. Yeah. It's at 2 minutes, over 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So if it's 2 minutes and 1 second, what do you think? Because I want to bet on this. Do you think Pink will extend the anthem or keep it trim?
She doesn't usually do tricky runs or licks. I think she'll keep it quite straight. And she's also military daughter, military brother. I think she'll just be respectful of the anthem.
I love, this would be hysterical. Do you know how many mates I've got that have got betting accounts that think they know about sport?
Mm.
What would make me laugh more than anything
if
else?
You beat them.
If the only person that won on the Super Bowl was you,
of course,
because you knew about hair colour and how
and
long
singers.
Songs go
yes,
for.
Yes, of course.
What is your personal brand this year, Em?
My personal brand is Scout Denyer sitting on the bench saying she didn't spill the flour whilst spilling the flour.
That is one of the great Instagram videos.
It's my personal brand.
Your two-year-old daughter,
2018
Scout, Brent Denyer, who is so cute. And her catchphrase for a long time was this.
I love my Crocs. Thank you, Daddy.
Thank you, Daddy.
Yeah.
And she's so cute, we thought, well, why don't we get her to start doing some inspirational memes? Why can't everybody...
Oh, Scout Denyer does inspirational memes.
Yes.
I love this.
It's a sort of like uplifting quotes. Yes. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Everyone could use a little bit of positivity in their lives, and why not get it through the medium of Scout Denyer? So I set you the task, and we thought we'd start out with Don't Worry, Be Happy, a very simple one. And let's go... You keep sending me the audio and you think I'm going to cut it up. I don't. I take the raw audio and I put it on radio first. So this is Grant and his lovely wife, Chezzy, trying to get Scout to do Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Hey, Scout, say, don't worry, don't be happy.
Be sad.
Don't worry, be happy.
Be sad.
Don't worry.
Be happy.
Yeah, you say that.
Be happy.
Don't worry.
Thank you, Daddy.
I actually like edgy Scout Denyer. Be sad.
Be sad. What's going on at the Jenny house?
I actually enjoy
she's
that.
She's challenging, is it too?
Be nah. happy. No mum and dad, be sad.
She can't be told. So, not be told.
Emo
she's a
scout,
law enforcer
Danielle.
To herself.
Yeah. She really is. Okay, so on the end of the tape, Em, I'm going through that having a good laugh. She sounds so cute. Chezzy and Grant doing their level best. Mm. And I'm like, how are they motivating Scout? Because, you know, two-year-olds sort of get distracted or whatever. It's a very disturbing piece of audio on the end of the tape. These are like the Nixon...
I'm feeling nervous because I did not give you all the audio for this purpose and I don't know what's in it.
This is like the Nixon, the missing 12 minutes in the Watergate tapes. Have a listen to what Scout Denya does in order to get herself motivated.
Anyway, coffee gun. Come on, Dad. Ready, coffee gun, Mommy?
Coffee?
She's calling for coffee.
Where's my coffee, Mummy? Coffee.
So, your two-year-old daughter, is she a latte drinker or what is she? Like, double espresso?
I just want a hot button of that just to send out to Blake, the guy who gets our coffee.
How good is it?
Coffee.
You want coffee gun?
Coffee
gun.
I got mine.
Ready? Coffee gun, Mummy? Coffee.
Yes. Isn't that? Okay.
Coffee. Where's my coffee gun, Mummy?
How else is a two-year-old supposed to perk herself up before she goes to preschool?
I get it.
So, time now for the world premiere. If you're feeling a bit down, if you haven't had your coffee yet, then it's time now to premiere the first of Scout Denya Does Inspirational Memes with Don't Worry, Be Happy. Take it away, Scout.
Don't worry. Be happy. Thank you, Daddy.
It's cloudy.